Thug Life.
All right.
My bad. Word Life.
We're just gonna go ahead and do it like this. Hey.
No intro needed.
Welcome to the Wrestle House Podcast. I'm Drew.
Manny T.
DC Hendricks.
Man, we're coming to you live from Main Event Wrestling Network, man. Make sure to subscribe and subscribe and follow us on all social media platforms. Hey, let's get to the show.
John Cena sucks.
I've been waiting to do that. The last time is today.
We've almost had that for a year now.
Yeah.
You've been waiting to pull that out. You've been waiting for this.
Let me be honest. I found it the other day while I was like looking for stuff in her office. And I said, yep, last episode.
Gotta do it.
I kept it where it was at. I was like, I'm not about to lose this.
As long as you didn't lose it, shoot.
Show one more time. Show one more time. Let's go.
The last time is now.
Man. The GOAT. Right?
Goated up. John Cena.
I never thought I would call John Cena the GOAT.
I mean,
to be honest with you, I never thought I would. But when you look at the resume, why not?
Never seen 17.
We never seen him.
Right. Hey, the only thing he has in common has that in common with his camouflage.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
This guy here.
Yeah, we excited. Everybody watching us. You know, we're streaming on X, we're streaming on YouTube, Facebook. Mm-hmm. And today we're talking about John Cena. Last match, farewell tribute, talking about our favorite matches, our favorite feuds. And of course, looking ahead to later on tonight, Saturday night main event, which will be his last match.
Yep.
Against Gunta.
Oh. Look, I know I said this on a previous podcast. I know I've said this on recent podcasts. I know I said this before. I probably won't watch it, but I will watch it because it's John Cena's last match. But
of course,
instead of Gunther faces John Cena for his last match, we all know how it's going to end. And speaking of the man himself, Cody Rhodes.
Hey, I see you.
Shout out, Cody.
Let's go.
Man, do we really know how tonight's going to turn out?
No.
I don't think so. I'm hoping that there's some surprises in the works. Just hope they don't go, like, too far. Like, remember WrestleMania with Cody Rhodes when he beat Roman? All those interferences. Like, I hope they don't just do all that and don't go crazy like that. If they do, though... Mm-hmm. I think that'd be a good way to bring Edge in for a night.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think not necessarily have a match, but at least a moment like that, or even RVD for a minute. Like,
whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, Randy Orton.
Oh, although we got that backlash, though.
But he saves John Cena this time.
Huh.
Hits the old Brock Lesnar with an RKO out of nowhere.
True.
Yeah. I would kind of like to see something. Some way of like some interference like that, because if it's just a straight match with Gunther, I don't know how I would feel about it. I think that's what made me nervous. It's just like, man, listen, I get bored watching your matches sometimes. Even though you're like a great wrestler, it's not entertaining like some matches would be, or at least this type of main event. Like, a lot of pressure is on you tonight.
Yeah,
like, don't bore us with John Cena's last match on a Saturday. On a Saturday night.
don't give us the five moves of doom.
Oh, God. Don't give us all that talking like, aha, John Cena, I can't see you. And smack him in the chest. I don't feel like hearing all that. Like, bro, come on.
You know, that's Gunther's go-to thing is mocking everyone's gimmick when his gimmick is the worst.
Exactly. That's literally why I don't.
There he is. There he is, guys, right there. Right there. You see him? That's the GOAT.
That's the GOAT.
That's John Cena. Sorry. Yeah. I got in the back. I got replaying SummerSlam, man. Cody Rhodes, John Cena. So we all know how this ends, but
you know, man, it's in the near future, man. I mean, like, I'm glad John Cena can enjoy this because Montez is probably going to end up taking the title and taking over WWE.
You mean the Masked Man, the Masked Singer,
the Masked Man? It's crazy,
the Masked Man. So like. This is where, and of course, this is where we open the discussion. We're streaming live on X, Facebook, and YouTube. We're talking all things John Cena today. So we already, you know, kind of just brought up the discussion. So as we look back, y'all, so before we even look ahead to his final match tonight, let's take a step back and look back at our favorite John Cena moments and rivalries and feuds, because, like, you know, this is what I like to do when, you know, my favorites, or even not even my favorites, but just like all-time greats. And this is all sports. This isn't just wrestling. It's in basketball, football, baseball, all the sports that you watch. We always enjoy, you know, watching, you know, their farewell tour, so to speak. Yeah, and so what I like to do is look back at my favorite moments of it. So John Cena, there's a lot, obviously, to look back at. So let's start off with our favorite all-time John Cena feuds. When you think of John Cena's feuds, what are the first feuds that come to your mind personally, and what were your favorite feuds with John Cena and why?
I'll go first. Obviously, mine is the one with him and The Rock. It's really how it began, because I forget how old I was. I think it was 2011 when it first started. The thing with that rivalry was we didn't get the match instantly. They literally made us wait for a whole year for that match.
Yep.
I thought that was like a bad idea when I first thought of it. I was like, why would I want to wait a year for a match? Like, why don't y'all build this up, have the match now? No, we're going to do it a little different. They did certain things like talking about each other on social media. Every few months, The Rock would come on the show and talk about John. And then at one point, heck, let's talk about when John even called him out for writing the promos and whatnot on his wrist.
Ooh,
it was like the small things with that rivalry where I was like, dude, this is kind of dope. And then for them to run that match back-to-back at WrestleMania, I love that even more. Because at one time, it showed like a sign of respect between the two at one point. When I think we can all say The Rock probably couldn't stand John Cena at one point after him calling him out. be honest with you, we never got nothing like this in wrestling, a farewell tour. I mean, we knew it was some guys like Ric Flair. We knew when his last match was coming, obviously. We didn't get like a tour with him. I'm glad to see John Cena being appreciated by the WWE Universe, some of his colleagues in this last few months. It's been a dope experience. So to actually see this last match, it's kind of weird.
it's very nostalgic.
Yes. Like, I really believe when he says, like, yo, this is my last match, I really believe him. Like, he's not going to be trying to relive any type of moment because he's done it all.
But to that note, WWE is very keen on pulling the wool over everyone's eyes and saying that. And then, saying, you know, retiring and then coming back, and then retiring and coming back. No stab at The Undertaker, but retiring and coming back.
Yeah. Yeah. So. No, let's be honest. Undertaker was retired when he was still wrestling. Like, there's plenty of times he shouldn't have came back.
Yeah. So to piggyback off what Drew said, my favorite John Cena rivalry, feud, whatever you want to call it, was John Cena and Randy Orton. I mean, we got some of the most classic matches. We got an I Quit match at where was it? Which one was that at? I was just looking at it. Singles first. Where was that I Quit match at? But anyways, nonetheless, we got great matches, great promos from them. We got Randy Orton trying to kill John Cena. John Cena trying to kill Randy Orton. Mm-hmm. Just a bunch of great matches from those guys. And then, you know, most recently their match at Backlash. I mean, they put on a match as they always do, an instant classic, you know, and that's what John Cena does. John Cena takes, you know, his opponent and he elevates them higher than what he is. And I mean, to go back even further, John Cena and Randy Orton were in the same class at OVW, you know, so we got to watch those two literally grow up together, wrestle together, come out of the mud. So I'm excited.
To me, John Cena, Randy Orton, I compare it a little bit, almost like a LeBron, Carmelo Anthony type thing, you know, because they, like, I felt like, you know, they came around the same time and kind of, you know, were stars around the same time in that same era. So I always felt like they were, you know, together, kind of like Magic Bird too in the 80s, like they came up together and, you know, obviously I got to see him at Backlash too.
That
was dope. Obviously that was still heel John Cena. So that was obviously fun to see.
I was about to ask, did you interview him? But that was at the time where he wasn't talking.
Yeah. So he came. So that was my first time I got to go to the press conference. Remember? And he came in, and that was when he was like kind of started going babyface a little bit, because in the press conference he's like, you know, I'm turning over a new leaf. I'm ready to – I will be fielding all questions. And then a good friend of mine, Mona, who does a lot of interviews, she got to ask John Cena the question. I don't even remember what it was, to be completely honest, but as soon as John Cena gets ready to answer, R-Truth comes in and pisses off John Cena, and John Cena puts him through the table. And that was – that's a great way for me to go out personal for a personal note, because, like, before that night, I had never seen John Cena live. Ever. So for that to be my one and only time I got to see John Cena, I got to be in the same room with him in the press conference. For me, that's, you know, for one of the greatest of all time, for me, that was my, that's my biggest moment ever with John Cena, just on a personal level. But that match, to me, that's been his best match throughout this entire farewell tour. His match against Randy Orton at Backlash, to me, has been his best match and most memorable match during his farewell tour. But for me, his most memorable feud, for me personally, it's hard to go against the Rated R superstar, bro. Like, I liked Edge before that, but his feuds with John Cena made me hate Edge.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that's when the Rated R superstar was really born. His feuds with John Cena, like, to me, that's when he became the ultimate heel. You know, you could, I mean, you could even make the argument that Edge helped make John Cena who he is, and vice versa. So for me, it's really hard to go against John Cena Edge as my favorite rivalry. You always knew you were getting a great match. You always knew you were getting a good promo battle, good storylines. So for me, I had to go, and that was like, what, mid-2000s in the heat of theirs? You know, yep. Didn't Edge cash in on Cena?
Yes.
Edge cashed in on him.
That's at New Year's Revolution.
Yep. So that, to me, man, that's my personal favorite John Cena rivalry. I got to go Rated R superstar.
Man. Just kind of even looking back on things, man, what a hell of a career. Then also, I just want to also mention how he's kind of paid homage to a lot of wrestlers during this tour.
Oh yeah.
He's paid a lot of homage, even like recently, like the homage to Dominic Mysterio. I love that one, actually, out of everyone.
that was phenomenal. I mean, the way he put Dominic Guerrero over and highlighted the growth that Dominic Guerrero has had over the last few years.
I think that might be my favorite one, actually, out of all the matches.
That was going to be my next question, was what is your guys' most recent feuds with John Cena has had that you guys have enjoyed? Mine, obviously, was Dominic Mysterio. You know, the way he put Dominic over, the way that he showcased Dominic's skill. But how do you guys feel? What are you guys' most recent feuds with John Cena that you liked?
Mine is the Dominic Mysterio, and I think mainly because I wasn't for it. I'm like, no, Dominic shouldn't lose that title. And then when he loses, I was still kind of mad, but the way he got it back, I was like, all right, I'll shut up. I'll shut the hell up now.
Right. Yeah.
Y'all made it make sense, for us at least. Because, you know, usually when Dudley make these rash decisions, we was like, all right, man, we expect the worst to happen after this. And usually they don't disappoint us with our thoughts.
Brock Lesnar?
Yes. Oh, God.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to give a shout-out to Brock right now. I'm going to see how everything happens in the near future.
Hey, pending circumstances.
Yeah. But that match, you could have left us. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for making WrestlePalooza what it was after that.
Yes.
For me, it was Orton. I think I just got done saying that. For me, my favorite feud / match during this farewell was Randy Orton. Like I said, it was a chance to see these two greats go head to head one more time. And that is, I think, going to be a moment that we'll remember, you know, down the road. Like, we're going to remember, man, remember they got to go ahead to, like, when Orton gets ready to retire.
Yeah.
And we're like, man, remember we got to see him and the GOAT go at it one more time in John Cena's final year. For me, that's been my favorite one. I just haven't really gotten into a lot of his feuds in this last year, which it's hard. You know, that's no knock on John Cena or anyone else, really. It's really hard to get into a feud that really doesn't have time to build. And that's obviously been the biggest hurdle that they've had to try to, you know, jump over. in this last year. You know, the Brock Lesnar match was an absolute dud. R-Truth was cool, I guess. That was forgettable.
It was forgettable, but I was like, I had liked that R-Truth got a chance for that type of match.
Oh, for sure. That's why it was done. 100%. And you know John Cena had some say-so in who he would, you know, feud with and face in this last year. The AJ Styles one has to go down as a good one, too.
Oh, just
because it was organic, right? Social media created that.
Did you guys watch that? So he did an interview, and he talked about how him and AJ Styles got together, and they wanted to pay homage to all of the superstars when they were coming up. That's why we got the Sister Abigail. That's why we got all of the finishers that weren't theirs. That was those two paying homage. And then the way John Cena talked about how, you know, if you've got an idea, you go to creative, and creative gives you the blessing to do it. He talked about how this was the only time in his career where he asked for forgiveness rather than permission. And he went into business with himself when he gave Alicia that paper. And I was like, man, that talks about the selflessness of John Cena, that he's been in this business for over two decades. And that's the first time that he's went in business for himself. How many times do we see Logan Paul? We see Dominic Mysterio. We see all these, we'll call them athletes because they're athletes. Yeah. We see all these athletes going to business for themselves during a promo, you know, and honestly, in the business that you can get your hand slapped, you can end up in catering for 3 months. Look at Julia. No offense. Sorry. But, you know, you go into business for yourself, there's repercussions. So for John to spend his whole career being selfless and then finally going in and then afterwards, even apologizing to create and be like, hey, look, that's my fault. That's on me. It'll never happen again. Well, obviously it's never going to happen again.
Man, I got a question for y'all, man. So tonight, whoever like wins 1, 2, 3, are y'all going to tear up, or is it just going to be like, all right, man, next channel?
Next channel. Because if Gunther wins, it's definitely a hard next channel.
No. Okay. So like, so after the 1, 2, 3, and he gets out the ring, John Cena has that moment. They cue the music. Now yeah,
I got to turn it off. Sorry, I can't watch that. You know, my first view was John Cena standing in my Olympic champion's face, Olympic gold medalist's face, screaming ruthless aggression and slapping him across the mouth. I can't watch him. I can't watch him leave for the last time. I'll cry.
Oh man, I think I might stand up.
Oh yeah, you gotta clap it. You got to give him his flowers, you know, and that's what today is all about, is giving John his flowers, because well-deserved flowers.
Hey.
Yeah. I mean, there's no way I'm crying. I didn't cry when like my personal favorites retired. Well, he didn't really retire yet though. RVD hasn't really officially retired.
But no, he cried in person though. I mean, what, I know that that's an exclusive. We never told.
I did not cry.
Hey, look,
ain't no way I cried.
We don't talk about Bruno. Hey, he did tear up a little bit. I see.
No, I didn't.
I seen that glisten under his eyes.
Bro, I mean, listen, bro, you don't got to be embarrassed. It's your best wrestling, man.
It's 2025, so we just won. Embrace the progress. It's 2025.
So we just gonna lie now, huh?
You see, like, y'all some damn liars on this show.
Hey, side note, check that shirt out.
What's that?
Yours.
Hey, bro, chill.
Repping the merch that only he has.
Right. One of one.
Y'all got jokes, bro. I'm not about to deal with y'all. DC had one.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. I just brought the – I bought the wrong sizes.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It wasn't a – actually, this is not my size.
We might have to bring those back.
Yeah, that's fire.
Yeah. It was like the first actual,
I like those.
Level. Yeah, but there ain't, and I'm not going to cry, but it's going to be like more so, if I didn't cry by now, then I'm not going to cry, you know, at the end of the match. Because it's more so just going to be a moment like, damn, it's really over. Like, that's crazy.
I mean, it's going to be crazy, but you know what will piss me off? Y'all probably going to be shocked. If I hear the Rock music.
Why would that? Wait, what? Why would that piss you off?
Because you know he's going to be out there. I know you're leaving, but I want your soul. No,
he's gonna be like, I have your soul. You can't leave.
No, Dwayne. You're not doing this tonight. Go
with
home.
With this title over his shoulder, the people's champ.
Don't piss me off about that title, man.
Drew's favorite title.
It's not a title anyway, but whatever.
What if that's the match we get tonight? Let's play devil's advocate. What if Gunther comes out and Gunther's like, I'm not wrestling you. This guy is. And we hear the Rock's music.
I'd be cool with that.
I would sit my ass down, shut up, and just be like.
Or what if it's Edge?
I'm getting the tequila out.
Right.
I'm kidding. I ain't gonna lie. I might turn up.
Hey, we might be popping bottles.
We'll get on StreamYard now.
Right. Hey, I'll bring my laptop. We gonna StreamYard that match.
Stream live. Yeah, it's I try not to get my hopes up because, you know, they let us down very more often than not when we get our hopes up like that. So I try not to, but definitely I hope that there's some kind of involvement with, you know, The Rock. Who else would be like some of his greatest feuds? Randy Orton.
Brock Lesnar. What if Brock Lesnar defines The Rock?
I'm cool on Brock Lesnar, bro. Man. I feel like you just be rage baiting me with Brock Lesnar, man. Yeah.
If I have such disdain for Brock Lesnar, everyone else is going to.
Like, I just.
And that's not Brock Lesnar the person. Yeah, it is. Never mind.
It's both.
I know this is random, but you know, I know what match I keep seeing them highlight, but it wasn't like a John Cena win. It's the Nexus jumping John Cena and tearing up the ring.
What if it was Wade Barrett?
Yes, sir.
Bad news, Barrett. It was a lot going on in that match. I mean, not match, but that promo where they just beat John Cena up and tear up the ring.
John Cena Nexus era was wild because we had Wade Barrett, we had Heath Slater, we had CM Punk, that Nexus crew, David Otunga, we had a bunch of people in there who could have been absolute stars, and they were just beating the hell out of John Cena.
I mean, hell, what was it? One point he just started choking him out.
Right.
Daniel Bryan to the announcer. I take that back. I'm sorry.
Who commented this?
Who is that?
What?
Wait, what is that? Oh, that's Manny.
It's the longest lasting chant. That chant will ring through arenas long after John Cena is gone.
Okay, gotcha.
John Cena sucks.
Okay, I'll let it slide then.
Yeah. That chant was the after effect of the
you. Suck what's chant. Better, John Cena sucks or you suck for Kurt Angle?
To my point, John Cena sucks is the birth child of the you suck chant from Kurt Angle. You suck.
Wait, I feel like Kurt Angle was first.
Yeah, that's what I mean. John Cena's chant is the birth child from it. Hmm. We got John Cena sucks from the You Suck chant.
I feel like, I hate to do this, but I feel like Kurt Angle is still that one.
Yeah, I agree.
It just went with the song.
So does John Cena's. I mean, those two chants will ring through every arena long after they're gone.
Thanks.
Just like we see the Fireflies.
So, when we think of John Cena, what about matches? We talked about feuds. So what matches? You know, the first one that comes to my head, now this isn't my favorite match. My favorite match, I'll let y'all go first. But the matches that come to my head first, I think it was like 2006, Unforgiven, him and Edge, bro. When didn't Edge like off the ladder? Didn't Edge get FU'd off the ladder on that, bro? That was crazy.
Yep.
That match was good. Cena, Rock, I think it was WrestleMania 28. Actually, that's a good one. What about y'all? What are some, Drew? John Cena matches.
So the first one that comes to my mind, I will say this is my favorite one. I forget the WrestleMania, but it was between him, The Big Show, and Edge. And from the beginning of, like, from his entrance, when he brought out all the John Cenas, that was literally my favorite part. Because if y'all, like, the younger ones who remember the VMAs from when Eminem came out with all the M&Ms,
yep,
that instantly would have reminded me of, and I was like, yo, that's dope. So then him running down the ramp, going past all the John Cena's.
Yo.
Just the match in general is when y'all remember when he F5, both of them, the Big Show and Edge. I'm like, come on, dude. That was they don't put his strength. Like, they don't never talk about John Cena's strength with wrestling.
Top five.
Like, oh, my God. Time. Like, the stuff he did was kind of, like, unbelievable at times. Like, I mean, yeah, we all are impressed by Brock Lesnar and his strength. But John Cena, it was like some stuff you just didn't expect him to do that. So, yeah, that would be one of my top matches.
Yep, all those Cena's reminded me of all those M&Ms at the VMAs, too. Oh, Drew knows ball. Yeah. Hey, shout out our boy Gray Brown Hope, man, the main event wrestling network.
That I did.
Yep. Hey, I've got two. My first.
Two.
The one that always sticks out in my head is the John Cena return.
I'm always breaking rules, bro.
What do you expect? It wasn't really a match. It was a Royal Rumble.
Motherfucker, think he dirty down for real. I don't have no rules. Go ahead.
Right. Hey. It really wasn't a match, though. It's a Royal Rumble. It's his return.
Oh, yeah.
The return at the Royal Rumble. So, see what I mean? It really can't be a match because you have 30 participants in it. But it's just that moment when Triple H hears his music and he turns to the entrance and he sees John Cena standing there. That image forever in my head, him standing there like this, and then just – I'm like, yep, that's John Cena. But – to circle back around, it is the Iron Man match him and Randy Orton had when he, 60 plus minutes of just straight dogs fighting. They got after that night. And ultimately, I think, you know, Randy Orton had to utter the words, I quit. So,
yeah. So I'm a cheat too, since Manny don't follow fucking rules. I'm going to cheat too. Shit. I'm just playing. I'm going to give an underrated one first. Definitely not my favorite, but one I think that should be talked about more. So we were in high school, 2007, Royal Rumble, John Cena Umaga. Cena Umaga. Come on, bro.
Yeah, that was.
I feel like Umaga don't get no credit for that match.
He don't. No. Don't.
Not at all.
I mean, they had the normal match. I think it was a couple weeks before that, and Umaga beat the shit out of Cena.
Yeah,
that's why they had this match, and it was a last man standing match. I think Umaga and John Cena match at the Royal Rumble 2007 is one of my most underrated John Cena matches. Put some respect on Umaga.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. for sure. But I mean, yeah, y'all know me by now. Y'all should anyway. We've been doing this pod how long now? Another one we haven't talked about either, y'all. Money in the Bank. 2011, when CM Punk ran away with the belt. That was a good match. Yeah. That was a great match. Before I do mine, though, we got another one. The parking lot street fight between John Cena and Eddie Guerrero. Forgotten classic.
Yes.
Wow. Eddie.
Another underrated match.
Yes, sir.
Dom's real dad.
I feel like we're missing. Are we missing another one? Nah, but anyway.
John Cena Undertaker?
I never really got into those.
They were decent matches, though.
I like Shawn Michaels and Undertaker.
Which one?
All of them.
When Shawn Michaels came out to the came from the heavens.
I never really got into Cena Taker matches, but my favorite match of all time is John Cena RVD.
It would be
One Night Stand ECW, baby.
Okay, never mind. I forget about that.
One Night Stand ECW. That was crazy, bro. Cena goes in, who was a baby face. Definitely, like, bro, that whole environment was like crazy.
I will say that was a moment where I was like, yo, this is close to real.
Yeah.
I will always remember that sign that said, if Cena wins, we riot.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That's where it came from.
Look, and this is why I couldn't be a writer in WWE. Because I'm like, oh, y'all feel that, but all right, bet. John, you win it.
All right, bet. John winning then.
Hey, strip change.
Yeah. I'm going to see if y'all going to really riot, and then I'm fired.
And then I'm fired.
Yeah, because I know that's going to happen. It was and it was in Philly.
Yeah,
I think Philly fans, they say what they mean and they mean what they say.
100%.
Yeah. So, yes.
I'm trying to think of, are we forgetting any more matches? I know him and Styles had a couple bangers.
What about him and Ray? Didn't him and Ray have a couple good matches?
I don't remember any of them. His match with Daniel Bryan, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Was that SummerSlam? SummerSlam? Let me look that up. Yeah, SummerSlam 2013. Cena, Daniel Bryan for the title.
I think.
That was a good one.
Look, we haven't talked about this in a while as well. And I'm kind of going off subject. How do we even rate his heel turn afterward? Like, it's all done for. Like, where do we rate? Like, Manny, I do want to agree with you, but I mean, I'm not saying this is like top 10 moments, but for him to try it at this stage of his career, and for even to give it like as much effort as he did, we got to put some kind of respect on his neck. It's like, dude, you tried your hardest to go with that character.
If they gave it more, like more substance, because we were all expecting The Rock and Travis Scott to come out with that heel turn because of how it started. And then we got nothing. And
I feel like, oh, my bad, Manny. My bad.
I mean, we got nothing because of the situation with Travis Scott and WWE creative that happened. And they had to completely throw that part of the heel turn out.
So with that moment with them not showing up or whatever, I felt like y'all left John Cena on the island by himself, and it was more like a, all right, excuse my language, fuck it. I'm about to do this. I'm about to try this. since y'all ain't got no damn ideas.
Essentially what it was John Cena was just like, all right, we're going to go completely black screen, and we're going to do it how I'm going to do it since everything got thrown to the wind.
Then also to go back on something. I think y'all probably heard these interviews too, where he said he wanted to go for 200 dates. How would y'all feel about that? Cause I know I had my little opinion on it. 200 dates is a lot, but I still wish he would have had more matches to build up some storylines. I mean, to get all his goodbyes out. I don't even remember how many it was this past year.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he already had too many, to be honest. Like you said, like, just for the sake of not having time to build up anything.
Right. Or give us...
I feel like we already had that problem as it is.
Yeah. I think how his farewell tour should have went was we should have gotten, like, short stories and one long story. Like the Dominic and him short story was beautifully done, especially with the liver turn at the end, because we got
Orton was good too. Him and Orton, him and Dominic, and him and Cody was cool.
Yeah, I would have loved to see him and AJ could have built, because you had the king of TNA and then you had the king of WWE.
I feel like we had I was cool. I was glad that we got it again, but I didn't necessarily need it again.
Did we get it?
Yeah, I didn't necessarily need AJ Styles again. I mean, it was great. Like, I'm not saying it wasn't good.
Right.
But like, I would have rather, if I would just pick three, like if I just picked two short ones and one long one, I would have liked two short between him and Orton. And then I would have liked him and Cody Rhodes in a long one.
Yeah.
Because it's like almost like a, I mean, like, let's be real. Cody Rhodes is today's Cena.
Yeah.
So it's like a passing of the torch, kind of. Like, I would have liked that to be a little bit longer.
I could do that.
That one, I probably would have said I would have wanted that one to be a little bit longer. But I think I would have wanted it to happen after AJ Styles with him with the belt still.
Yep.
Then lose it. And then you got this last main event with someone. I wouldn't mind him and AJ Mendes last match, to be honest. I mean, hell, like we said, we kind of know what's going to happen tonight.
Yeah.
But AJ would have been more appropriate, especially with you giving homage to all these wrestlers like y'all did in that match.
Yeah.
That would have definitely fit, like, your goodbye. Like, hey, this is my last match. I still want to pay homage to a lot of y'all before I leave.
Right. And it's a great way to show AJ, hey, you're about to do the same thing. You know, let's start yours and end mine at the same exact time. So, you know, I'm giving you the blueprint of how to do it. Here's how we're going to end it. Now you go make it better.
So before we look ahead to the full card of Saturday Night Main Event, one final thing. Does he go down when it's all said and done? He has the most titles. Is John Cena the greatest of all time, as he claims?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Short answer, yes.
Clear cut.
I feel like he's always been a worker. I think we never got a John Cena like example, Ric Flair. Smunk. I'm trying not to cuss, but skip it. Motherfucker then damn near died in the ring a couple times. Same as Undertaker. Same as Undertaker. We get to see him in full health. I think that's why we can give more appreciation. It's like he knew when to leave right now. It's yep. Like, listen, my body's not going to hold up. Yeah. Like, those guys, they did not hold up. Like, we kind of watched them struggle at the end. Like, even with Undertaker farewell match, if you want to call it that, with him and AJ Styles, it was beautifully written. It's just, I mean, especially around the time what it was with COVID and all that. We didn't really get that one good match from Undertaker, especially because, like, his, let's be honest, his last few matches over the years were not good.
Yep.
So that, and that was a cinematic match. Still get a good match with John Cena is actually dope to see.
Right. Yeah. And to your point, Undertaker's match was a cinematic match. So basically, they filmed it and then pieced it together, where John Cena, we're getting a live match. So we get to see John Cena.
Drew nailed it, though.
Still at his peak.
Drew nailed it. When he said he knew when to walk away.
Yep.
He compared him, and the great comparison of like Ric Flair, where, you know, they clearly wrestled too long. But fortunately, and that's what John Cena's fortunate to have, is he's able to do that.
Yep.
You know, some of these wrestlers that we watch throughout these years don't have a backup plan. They put so much into wrestling that's all they got. So that's why they wrestle so long. Where John Cena, I mean, shit, he's fucking star outside of wrestling now. He can go make a movie tomorrow.
Peacemaker. You
know? Peacemaker. I mean, I like the vacation movies. I know they're goofy, but like, John Cena is good, bro. He can do comedies. He can do serious stuff. He can do action. Like, he's got something to fall back on. So yeah. For him, he's very fortunate. And a lot of that is just a testament to what he's done throughout mm-hmm. Throughout his career. So with all of that combined, you know, what he is, the star he became in wrestling, the star he became outside of wrestling, to me, it's got to be John Cena, The Rock, or Hogan to me.
Ooh.
It's between those three.
Yep.
And I think John Cena, I think he surpassed it. And I will say that, obviously, he's not a bigger star than The Rock outside of wrestling, but both their mind. Hey, look.
Swear.
Always drop that trademark, man. Always drop that next album.
Thugonomics.
Really
let's go.
Dr. Thugonomics.
Let's go, bro. Like, I'll take another Cena album.
No, I will not.
I will. What's up?
Hey, what? You know what's crazy? Is Cena's album was better than all of Nick Cannon's put together.
Album, yeah, but like, let's chill, though. Nick Cannon got some hits now. Let's chill.
Gigolo was all right.
Gigolo was a hit. Gigolo was a hit. Stop.
Thank you, DC. Thank you, DC.
Okay.
Come on now.
Well, I was gonna be by myself on that one.
Yeah, hold on now. Let's not sleep. Well, now. I mean,
hey, that song does perceive itself because Nick Cannon got like 30 kids.
Yeah. True.
Gia.
Wow.
Thank you.
Crazy point.
Thank you. Nice. At least I got some backing, you know. I got some support.
Anyway. Before we go too far that way.
Right.
Yeah, with all that stuff combined, I think John Cena is the greatest of all time when you combine everything. So let's get into it tonight, y'all. Let's start off. One of the first – I don't know what's going to be the first match. It probably will be – I think it's probably going to be Cody Rhodes over Femi to try to get the crowd under it.
Yeah.
Try to get the crowd into it early. Cody Rhodes, the Undisputed Champion against the NXT Champion, the Ruler. Oba Femi.
The Conqueror of World.
Kind of curious.
He's got so many names.
Kind of curious on how this match is going to go.
I hope Oba destroys him.
Of course you do.
Destroys him.
Of course you do.
I don't hope for that. I think I'm really looking just for a good wrestling match. I'm not even going
to
lie to
you. Did you get to see Oba's promo last night?
No, I did not.
Oba's promo was heat.
I'm telling you, bro. Let's go.
He said, the future is now. The future is something else. And he goes, and now is me. And I said, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay, Oba.
Yeah.
Oba.
And he obviously paid homage to John Cena in the promo. Yep. Great job on that.
Oh, yeah. The way he flowed into it, too, was just beautiful.
Oba beats Cena clean. No shenanigans, no BS, just a clean win. Then Drew shows up after the bell rings. I like that.
I can see that happening.
Yeah, I like that. Especially
the Drew McIntyre thing.
Especially the Cody losing part. The Cody losing part is the best part of that.
Yeah. And, like you know, that. Drew showing up after Cody leaves and Drew just, you know, doing Drew things.
I like that. And Cody loses. Yes.
But I'm actually taking Oba too.
All right, DC, we get it, dude. We get it. I don't know if Betty here in DC this whole time.
No, what was he saying?
No, he keeps on whispering. Yeah, Cody loses. And Cody loses. All right, we get it.
That segues into me picking Oba for the win.
Well, I'm picking Cody. I don't know why I was about to use this. Like, I'm picking Cody. But
of course you are.
Yeah.
Man.
Why wouldn't you?
I know where my loyalty lies.
I can't wait till Cody changes his theme so Drew has no reason.
He's still going to be like, oh, that's where my loyalty lies, because he's going to do another Downstate song.
Of course. So shut up.
See?
Exactly. You think you're going to a new group after this?
Yeah.
No. Ooh.
Yeah.
Downstate got him 75 million.
You mean Cody got Downstate?
No. No. Downstate got Cody.
Cody ain't never changing his theme or character. Get used to it. Nah, I ain't getting used to it.
All right. So the next match we got.
Gotcha.
Tag team match. For the titles?
AJ Lee.
No, Dragon Styles.
AJ Lee.
Dragon Styles.
AJ Lee.
We already have an AJ Lee.
Against Javon Evans and Leon Slater.
Is that for the titles too? Did I read that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how I feel about the match.
Yeah, I mean, AJ Lee's going to win.
Okay.
That.
No, well, let me say this.
Somebody got confused, like, whoa, AJ Lee? AJ Lee's facing them?
No, I like the opportunity for John Evans and Leon Slater. I just don't like how the setup is.
Yeah. We already know The Miz is going to cause him to lose.
And I'm just, bro, I think it just needed to be more, I don't know. This could have waited.
He's gonna wait it.
I'm not a fan of this match either. I think this is just it's gonna be a great match. That's pretty much all we're gonna get out of it. It's gonna be a great match back and forth. Obviously, big moments from Slater and Evans, but Dragon Lee and AJ Styles will win.
Dragon Styles.
AJ Lee.
I'm gonna let y'all two fight about that. I really don't care.
I'm actually gonna take AJ Lee. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Who you got, Drew?
Yeah. I'm going to change the name. I'm going with Styles Dragon.
I like that.
Nah.
Dragon Styles? So we all taking the AJ and Dragon Lee?
Yeah. I guess so.
Yes, bro. Long overdue.
What is your gripe against Rey Mysterio? Hold on.
Long overdue. Everybody just needs to leave Rey Mysterio. Everyone. Just leave his right. Just everyone.
That's messed up, man.
Just leave Ray, bro.
Took a fist by that, huh?
I don't know what y'all got against Rey Mysterio.
Exactly. Look what Dom left Ray, and look at him now.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie.
Best decision he ever made. Zelina Vega left him. Look what she done.
Hey, Great Brown Hope, you and I are gonna have to get on a podcast and have a discussion about some stuff.
And he had a match with Cody.
I mean, good for him.
That's a good.
Yeah. I mean, look at what happened. Look, Zelina Vega left Rey Mysterio, and she got beat up by Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, I agree with this, too. If anybody should have tag belts out of them, it should be them.
Oh, I agree with that. I'm not going to argue 100%. That one.
They need to leave Rey, too. Tired of it.
Los Garzas aren't with Rey. They're with Legado.
That's not them. They're with Rey, bro. That's LWO. Ooh.
Joaquin Wilde and Cruz Del Toro?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Not mentioning the LWO on his podcast anymore.
LWO, baby. Look at that. I mean, when you leave Rey Mysterio, you do great things.
That's messed up.
I don't write the stories. That's just the way it works.
Y'all leave Ray Ray alone, man.
So yeah, AJ Lee wins.
All right.
Next match, Bayley Soruka. Like, what are we doing?
Y'all pissed to be off. That's what it is. Not y'all. WWE. Once again, this is a match I like, but this is not the time for the match. And then also, I'll be honest, and maybe I missed out, but where the hell did this even come from?
I don't know, because Soruka's getting ready to feud with Zarya. So, like, I don't even know what we're doing here. Maybe that's what's going to happen.
This is a segue.
Yeah.
Old lady of the sun.
What's up? Old lady of the sun is crazy.
Yeah.
I think this is going to segue Soruka Zarya match.
Yeah, because Zarya is going out there with her.
Yep, Zarya is going to cost her the match. Zarya is going to interfere in some way to make it look like she was helping Soruka, which you need to break those two up anyways, because I think Zarya is being handcuffed right now.
Even right now, I'm gonna wait for like another podcast to like talk about this. But like, what the hell is the plan with Bayley anyway?
You leave Bayley two personalities out of this right now. Okay, we'll talk about that later.
This guy here. All right,
they could have did this match somewhere else. This you could definitely tell this whole PLE was just all for Cena, and that was their main focus.
They could have done this even differently. Now that you said it, it's like, yeah, this is John Cena's final match. I would have some wrestler that's actually feuded with him in the cards. Right. I mean, it don't got to be no storyline towards him, but it's like, it'd be interesting to see some of these wrestlers out here.
Yeah.
He's feuded with
him. Literally could have did a 2-hour spot where we talked about John Cena and then we got the match.
Ooh.
Literally covering John Cena's career and then screen goes black. John Cena's music hits. We get John Cena coming out. His competitor comes out, and then we have the match. I'd pay dollars for that. Give me 2 hours of coverage of John Cena's match. I mean, Randy Orton about to handcuff him to the ropes. You know, let me get a highlight of that match. Randy Orton punted his dad in the head. I mean, let me get them highlights.
And what if he just beat up Randy Orton? Like, you thought I forgot?
Right.
Yeah, the shit ain't over. Yeah, now my time is up.
Yeah, so that leads us to the match of the night. Based on this card, this match better be crazy. We better get something exciting. Somebody need to come back.
John Cena Burr, like,
because Gunther John Cena ain't enough for me, in addition to the rest of this card.
I need him to put Gunther on fire. Right. I don't care.
Hey, what was those matches that we had with Kane and Undertaker?
Inferno matches?
Inferno matches. We need an Inferno match.
Yeah. WWE probably gets like a lawsuit now.
That's one of my most memorable moments watching wrestling, bro, when Kane set JR on fire on Raw.
Oh, yeah.
That's like
when Kane set anyone on fire.
Boy, he was burning his fat ass up.
Hey, Drew.
Boy, he burned JR the hell up with that. JR the ground.
That's the first thing I picture when Drew said he didn't say go throw a fire.
Boy, man, then they just cut off like the show over with like that. No, y'all can finish this.
Speaking of Kane,
JR dead.
you bring up a name that isn't talked about with John Cena. You remember the Kane and John Cena ambulance match?
Oh my god,
I don't.
I do, but it was like nothing memorable to me personally.
John Cena F-used Kane off the top of an ambulance, beating Kane and them just like going at it. Hold on, I'm looking this up right now because
OG Imperium to show up. Avengers Forms, Cody, CM Punk, Jey Uso, and Undertaker. Look, I'm cool off Jey Uso for a minute, bro.
OG Imperium can't show up because Leonardo da Vinci or Giovanni Vinci or whatever he's called.
Did you say Leonardo da Vinci? This ain't art class, bro.
Yeah.
Yo,
this man.
That group is definitely not coming back.
I hope not.
He's got to help one of his kids on an art assignment.
Right.
One is fired and the other one is in Mexico right now. Like,
you right.
Yeah, so they're not coming back. Actually, hey, they kind of like...
Yep.
They kind of distanced that group low-key. Like, they got rid of that group on the low.
So, why is Imperium's only got three people, but he listed four people for the Avengers? Cody, Punk, Jay, and Undertaker?
Yeah, I'm cool off Jay. Replace him with Orton.
That's going to be another episode where we kind of talk about Jay because, yeah, he's been...
Yeah, I'm cool OJ for a minute. He could take a vacation. Fall off
was nasty. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all.
Yeah.
So, yo, watching Jay fall off is like watching someone get hooked to that.
Imperium had four.
What?
Who was the fourth? Who was the last one?
Yeah, you're gonna have to inform us now because I'm curious now.
I ain't gonna lie. I thought y'all would have known that one.
Nah, I don't remember a fourth. That must have been a short, very short time. Yeah, I don't remember this at all.
But man, so while we get to towards the end of the pod, man, like I mean,
that was okay. Alexander Wolf was when they disbanded that group that he was in. It was Eric Young, Alexander Wolf, Nikki Cross, and the other guy. And it was back in WWE UK. Okay, I remember now.
I definitely know that one.
Sanity?
Yeah, Sanity.
Is that their name? Yeah. I remember that. That was very forgettable.
That was like that was in the induction of Imperium.
Yeah, that's nah. Just
man. So yeah. Man, before we sign off, man. Like, what else do y'all have to say about just John Cena's career, the athlete, the wrestler? I mean, yeah, I guess like this. Speak on him before we go.
Go ahead, Manny.
Pound for pound, the strongest human being I've ever seen. I've watched him. I've watched him on YouTube videos. I've watched him in the ring. I've watched him outside of the ring. The only man who the Big Show has ever said can pick him up and feel comfortable on his shoulders. Mark Henry said the same thing about John Cena. Kane has said the same thing about John Cena. They said that John Cena's base is probably the most stable they've ever felt out of any wrestler that's had to pick them up, where they did not feel like they were going to be hurt. And then you see John Cena going into the weight room squatting 405 for reps. You see John Cena deadlifting 525, cleaning. You know, this man... He is a stellar athlete, stellar human being, stellar just specimen of what a human being should be.
There's a lot to say about this dude. I mean, one, greatest of all time. I mean, we said it most of the episode, greatest of all time. Great person in general, from what we've seen. I mean, I guess the only person he wasn't nice to in his career was probably Nikki Bella. But other than that... I'm sorry, I should have said it like that, but like, let's be honest. We all watched Total Divas with that first season.
Who was a dick?
So that was probably the only time I really didn't like John Cena's
matches. Made a nice home cooked meal for this motherfucker, and he said,
"Bitch, you didn't clean the counter." No, just playing.
Right, like, damn.
That was probably the only time I don't want to see John Cena outside of wrestling.
My God damn.
I don't care what nobody says. He treated that new wife way better. he treated her like a queen.
But yes. I mean, everything y'all said, greatest of all time. Mm-hmm. Like I said, man, this was so like I told some good friends of mine because they asked me to weigh in on them for their pod too. And I just said, look, I said I became a fan of wrestling before him, but he was who kept me in wrestling.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
You know, he kept, I think, and I also think he was the one who took it to the next level. I will always give John Cena credit for taking wrestling. I believe personally that John Cena is the reason why wrestling is as big as it is today. These kids that are 9 and 10 years old, 7, 6, yeah, I did 7, 6, not 6, 7.
You said it still.
They all still know John Cena. He is still a legend, and they weren't even alive when he was a star. And that shows you, that shows you his legacy. This man is an all-time great, and I believe is the reason why wrestling is as big as it is today. Because people like him that put this company on their back and always gave his all in the ring, outside the ring, even when he's outside the ring, he still represents WWE. He always mentions WWE. I credit him to this day as being the guy to take it to the next level and a big reason why we love wrestling. I give him that credit. And for all that reason, we watch the greatest of all time and his last match later on tonight. Take it in, love it, enjoy it, and live in the moment, because we will, as of right now, not get another John Cena match the rest of the life we live. So we were lucky. People our age were lucky enough to watch his entire career from beginning, from Ruthless Aggression all the way to now. We got to watch it all, and it's been an absolute blessing. A lot of people can't say that they got to watch all of that all the way through. You know, a lot of people can't say that they got to watch Michael Jordan from beginning to end. People can't say they got to watch LeBron from beginning to end. But we can say that about John Cena. And so tonight is all about him, and I hope they do it the right way.
Yeah, this really, I mean, this is just not a closing for just John Cena. This is a closing for a lot of us.
Yep.
Definitely this closing of our childhood, pretty much. I mean, we was in middle school, high school when John came out, but like, it's kind of, damn, that's the part where I get kind of like, the nerves kind of go up a little bit more. Yeah. I'm like, damn, this is really over.
it was like when the last of our quarterbacks retired, when, you know, Tom Brady retired. That was the last of our football life. You know, we grew up watching Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, Eli Manning, Peyton Manning, and all them guys, you know, and then seeing so John Cena is basically our final guy. Well, we still got Randy and the aforementioned other guy.
The first of it, let me say.
Yeah. That. Yeah. So, you know, John Cena is the first of those three to retire. And, you know, when Randy goes, it's going to be, Randy is by far one of my favorite ones, but it's going to be the same thing with, you know, John Cena. Like DC said, John Cena has transcended wrestling. He took wrestling not to the next level, but he evolved wrestling tenfold in his career here. And all the gimmicks he had, I'm just glad he got away from the pineapple haircut.
Thank God. But man, I mean, before we go, man, appreciate everybody for listening to the WrestleHolics podcast. Make sure to subscribe to all our social media platforms. Also, when we're on these live, man, definitely make sure to tap into the comments. Tell us what you think.
Yep.
I think it's only right that I do this to end the podcast, man. I'll let y'all figure it out, man. Yo, this is the WrestleHolics podcast. I'm Drew.
Manny T.
Dixie Hendrix.
We get back with you.
John Cena sucks.
Your time is up, my-